This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you around me. I do want to thank you for being with me. I may not be able to hear anything, but yeah. All right, there you go. I appreciate the time spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hop up on the website. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. And look, if you look behind me, if you're watching, you look behind me, you see the hashtag stand behind me, the shirt, T-shirt. You can get those on at the store that is on the Real Side. That's right, therealside.com/store. You'll find the hashtag stand. Is it, come on, let your imagination run wild. What do you think? There you go. That's right. Right, stand for liberty. Stand for what you believe in. Stand for the things that people have fought for. People have lost their lives over. Really, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Also, if you head up there, you can get my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, but you don't need to. And they're all the labels that the left has given you, and none of them is scary. None of them is scarier. Then, hi, I'm a progressive. That ought to make you pass out. Anyway, David Beagle's going to join us after the first break. And he'll give us some insight, some thoughts on how he feels about the tax plan that came out today. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on. You know, there's so many things being that administration is being hit with that I don't even know how to keep up. They're doing a great job because I couldn't keep up with all this stuff. These guys would make me nuts after a while. And they're really not interested. They're not interested in helping the country out. They think, as I proved with somebody today on Facebook, they really believe that they are the only people that can govern this country. They're the only people that can govern, period. Which is really funny because when you look at the 10 worst states, cities, states, whatever, in the country, are run by Democrats. That doesn't leave, you know, think about something. What did I say? It was 36 or 38? There's 36 or 38 states totally run by Democrats. I mean, Republicans. So do the numbers. I mean, you have to take your shoes. If you need to take your shoes off, maybe not. But, I mean, it's an easy count. Look at what states are doing well and who's running them. And then, look at what states are being flushed. They're so bad. They're run so bad. It's so poor. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The tax cuts, and I'll go over this with David Vigo, too. But we got to feel a taste and understanding of what Donald Trump wants to do on the tax cut forefront, if you would. Now, what I thought was really funny was the reporters. There's 350 plus million people in this country. Listen, how about this? Let's let's guess and say that at least 200 million people filed for taxes in some way, shape, manner, or form, right? And as the reporters are sitting in the room, the only thing that they can they can't let go of 200 million people that could be paying taxes, the effect that this whole thing could have on over 200 million people, the only thing that they were concerned with is if this was going to affect President Trump's taxes. That question kept coming up over and over and over again. And it's like, really? Don't you have a degree in journalism? You really need somebody else to help you figure this out? The bottom line is this. It helps all Americans. Right? It increases the standard deductions for regular people, you know, us regular folk. It increases how much money you can keep. Well, there's a novel idea. We wouldn't possibly want to keep more money in our pockets. Might help us do better and pay those high premiums if they don't let us, pull back Obamacare or repeal Obamacare. Under the proposal also, the tax breaks for individuals and married couples filing separately will increase from 6,300 to 12,000 simoleons. The standard deduction for married couple filing jointly will jump from 12,700 to approximately $24,000. Yeah, that's terrible. You mean the average Americans could actually be able to keep more of their money? Isn't that terrible? So basically, a married couple will not have to pay taxes on their first $24,000. Now, that's not much help in California, because they just raised our gas tax, so that might help us offset the gas tax. We might actually be able to go to the grocery store as many times as we used to. The tax package would also eliminate all benefits on personal side, with the exception of the retirement savings, charitable giving, and mortgage interest. A lot of people are upset that it gets rid of the death tax. Well, the left is more upset than anybody else. But why should you have to pay for that over and over and over again? And the question was asked of me tonight on another show that they wanted to know, so why should a dynasty type of family who's had money passed out 10 generations, why should they get a tax break? And I said, why? Because somebody worked for that money, worked hard, and has already paid taxes on that. How many times does a dollar have to be taxed? How many times does my money have to be taxed before I actually get to keep it? Going to collapse the current seven-tier bracket system, just three, right? Bringing it, I wrote this down. Apparently not fast enough. Oh, there it is. No, then 10:25 and 30. All right, we're going to have to do this later. All right, because this stuff is all over the place. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back with David Vigo in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681. Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And listen, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there. You can, if you're on Facebook, find us on Facebook, and it's the Real Side, I think it's the Real Side Radio on Facebook. You'll find it. Just start typing in at the Real Side. I think they allow you to do as well. Look, go ahead. We're on Twitter, at the Real Side, or at Joe Messina, your choice. Go ahead and follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, or like us. Give me all these terms later on, I'll figure it out. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Let me bring him on before I screw up really bad. David Bigo is on the line with me. I lovingly refer to him as my SEIU slayer. He's written a book called Devil at Our Doorsteps. It's his fight with the SEIU and how he used his own money. He fought and he won. And not because he didn't want his people to be unionized. He didn't want them to be force unionized. Isn't that right, David?
that's exactly right. And I have to tell you, Joe, that there's places across the country that are in Oregon's working on programs to give the unions opportunity to force unionize people. And what people don't realize is this is not about the employees or members of the unions at all. This is for the dues money for the pockets of the union leaders and their political agenda.
Oh, I agree with you. If people would pay attention as to how they live, if people would pay attention as to how the union management and upper management is living, we probably should put together a book or an electronic book that people can flip through the pages of the homes of some of the people at the top on the unions. What do you think of that?
Oh, yeah, because, in fact, there was an article that just came out this week on that talks about how much the union people or bosses are making, and it's terrible, especially when you look at the fact that they're not doing anything for their membership. You know, their health care programs are not doing well, their pension plans aren't doing well, and you know, but they continue to stuff the money in their own pocketbook.
Yeah, it again, people need just to stop and pay attention and stop blaming the government and stop blaming guys like you and me for what's going on. All right, let's talk about what happened today. I can't remember what happened. Oh, I know what it was. Some kind of tax plan that President Trump put out there that he wants us all to get behind. And I was just going through some of the what I believe to be the better things in the tax plan. I talked a little bit about the proposal tax breaks for individuals and married couples filing separately will increase from $6,300 to $12,000. You know, at the bottom of all of this, if people have more money in their pocket, the upside to that is they're going to go to the local big box store, they're going to buy some more things, buy some more clothes, do some more grocery shopping. People don't believe it works this way. You're the business guy. Doesn't it work this way?
Well, absolutely. And I really think they should reduce. In fact, and I wrote a blog on this a couple of years ago that I think we really ought to get to the point where income taxes become obsolete at some point, and we go to sales taxes, so that or commercial taxes, where you know if you go out and hire people to do things like that, you're paying on taxes on things you buy and do, not on the income you make, and you know that way people aren't shelling out their income for the government. It's just on things that they choose to do, and you know, I think Trump is kind of headed in that direction a little bit.
Well, I agree. But wait a minute. I think we should run you for president. You don't want income tax. There's plenty of states that don't collect income tax, and they're doing just fine, aren't they?
Yep, that's right. And, I think that's the way it should be. And but the problem is, you know, we've got people in Washington that, they want to do certain things, and they want to have these big budgets with entitlement programs and all that kind of stuff so they can give money back to certain people. And it's all about votes. And that's what people understand. This is about a political process. It's not about the American people or these people they're giving entitlements to.
Now, David, they're talking about dropping the corporate income tax from 35% to 15%. And,
right.
You know, it's one hellacious drop. I understand the thought. Now the left is pushing really hard, saying this is just gonna tank the economy. But you know, when you bring it down that low, corporations will invest, will they not? They'll invest in they'll make capital investments in equipment, buildings, and that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah, they'll do things. You know, we'd look at it and say, okay, now we have more money and opportunity to invest in growing the business and creating jobs and doing things like that. But when you're on the fence all the time, where your income taxes are going to be, it keeps you from doing things that would make you grow your business. And this is part of, quite honestly, this is part of the left's ideology. Is you tax people like businesses and stuff like that, and you give it to the entitlement programs to other people, and you balance things, and that's their way of getting people on their side and taking over the country.
Yeah, I look at this stuff and I say to myself, I wish somebody, see, I wish the Republicans would do one of those big whiteboards down on the floor, the House floor, and lay out how this works. Because, come on, most people don't understand this. I mean, forgive me, I'm not making fun of the cashier at Walmart, but the cashier at Walmart doesn't understand the reason he or she got their job was because Walmart is actually making money. And they have people shopping there. And if people shop there, they need a cashier to collect that money. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I don't think they put it together at that level, which I always find interesting.
Well, that's right. And the left doesn't want you to know that, want these people to know that, because, you know, all they think is well, if you reduce taxes, the owners and business people know that, they're just going to put it in their own pocketbook, where, I'll tell you what, the biggest percentage of business people I know, if you can come across more money, more capital, you'll go out and grow your business and you'll create more jobs.
That's
instead
right.
of having people on entitlement programs, they'll have jobs.
Well, forget the taxes for a minute and go to just the mere fact that a lot of these small businesses couldn't get a loan. They couldn't get a loan to grow their business. They were willing to go into debt,
right.
but they couldn't do it because of what was clamped down the banks, right?
Yeah, well, that's exactly yeah. right. And, you know, and the things that they've done with the banks and that over the years that, you know, hold their feet to the fire, it's made it tougher on businesses and that, yeah. too. And what we need is a society where capitalism does what it's supposed to do, and that's to grow and be competitive and provide jobs and create new opportunities. And but the left doesn't want that. You have to understand the bottom line with them is they want to turn us into a socialistic, communistic society where everybody's about the same, makes about the same money, and that way they can control you because nobody's jealous of each other.
You mean like Venezuela, where they're all, you know, they're equally pounding on each other to get food and supplies for their homes. We got to go for a quick break, David, speaking of capitalism. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. David Bigo, author of Devil at Our Doorsteps, with us. We'll be back in just a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads are responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. Remember, head up to the website. Go to the realside.com/store, realside.com/store. You see the shirt behind me on the wall? It's #stand. All right, get a shirt. Don't be afraid. Please don't write me an email and tell me you're afraid of being beat up. Okay, we're going to run your living room and take pictures. I don't know. But, you know, you see all these shirts. You see all these young people out there supposedly. It's a grassroots scenario, you know, somehow they all found the same black shirt that said resist on it, same black sneakers, same black pants, same black coat, same black bandana, right, they all seem to find those, and they look so uniform in their grassroots, I don't know, what do you want to call it, can't call it a protest, call it a riot. So now, you can wear a red shirt with white print, looks familiar. But it doesn't say you stand with Trump. It says you stand with America. Because I stand with America. I stand for the freedoms of America. I stand for the liberties. And you can get those up there on the website. Let me bring them on right on with me. David Bigo joins me. He's the author of Devil at Our Doorstep, How He Fought and Won the SEIU and Kept His Place a Great Place to Work for His Employees. Thanks a lot, David, for being with me.
Well, thank you. And I'll tell you, and business owners need to listen to this stuff. You know, we've always tried to do the right things. Are we perfect? No, we're not perfect. Nobody is. But today was Administrative Assistant Day. And, you know, all the ladies in our office, we gave these special baskets to that had all kinds of goodies in them and everything. And, Joe, you just can't believe how many emails that my wife and I got from these ladies that work for us that received these things that said, thank you so much. We enjoy working for such a company like EMS that treats people the way they should be. And, you know, I'm not trying to pat ourselves on the back. I'm just saying that's what companies need to be. And if companies do that, and with the tax breaks that Trump is rolling out, and companies can use that money to expand and grow and do things like that for their people, we could see a magnificent America. We really could.
I agree with you. You and I have talked about this before. It's not that we're anti-union, because there are, forgive me for putting it this way, but there are some boneheads out there that really do need to be watched. They do need to be watched over because they treat their employees like garbage. And, you know, having the service business, and I always made sure our guys were treated right. They had time to be with family. I didn't work them to death because you know as well as I do, when they're happy, when the home life is happy, when they can take care of the family and the kids, they're, I know it sounds self-centered, but they're very productive. And they're glad to be at work, and they talk to your vendors and your other customers in a real positive way. It creates a really great atmosphere to work in, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the other things that we do, if we get a email or a letter from a customer that, you know, is saying good things about one of our employees, like we had one come in today, what we do is a letter goes out from me. I sign them all and thanking the employees for what they've done and, you know, for being acknowledged by the customer. And we send them gift certificates to local stores in their area and so that they can go out and do something a little special. And it's just our way of acknowledging our employees.
That's very cool. All right. So let's talk a little bit to – let's move over to a little bit with the coal industry. Now, the left has got to be very careful here, don't they? Because jobs are coming back to the coal industry. Jobs are coming back to some states that have been decimated because of the EPA under ex-President Oblamo. And now the coal industry is starting to make a move back. Now, I love the left saying, why are you making a big deal out of this? Two reasons. One is it'll never come back to where it was. I'm not so sure we needed to come back to exactly where it was. And then number two is they keep talking about how, so you're excited about polluting the air again. You're excited about leaving dirty air for our kids. And I say, yeah, every one of those coal miners going back to work goes, look, the hell with the planet. All I want to do is work, right?
Now, here's the other thing is that, you know, the scientific evidence that it's really causing climate change and all that is very sketchy at best. And these people go out and do that. I mean, you think about it. You know, God created this world and the universe and everything like that. And we think as men we're going to turn things around by things we do. Do we have to be, you know, good stewards and do the best we can not to pollute? Absolutely. But, you know, Indiana's a big coal state, just like Pennsylvania and other areas out here in the Midwest. And, you know, they've done great things and, you know, controlling the emissions that come out of these plants and everything, because we have a big coal plant here in Indianapolis, and I have to tell you, you know, I've lived here a long time, and I've never, ever seen a real problem with the emissions coming out of that plant.
Well, again, we talked about it earlier. I mean, people have got to pay attention to what's going on. These businesses has got to be, you know, somebody in the chat room kind of made a little bit of a snide remark about how businesses are so honest, and it's like anything else. Sure, you have people in business that are dishonest. You have politicians that are dishonest. Look, not all politicians are dishonest. Sorry. I know some of you would like to believe that. And not all businesses are willing to pollute and ruin the air and the water around them just to make a buck. So you can't paint with that broad of a brush, because there's a lot of good businesses like yours out there trying to do the right thing, trying to take care of people. And, you know, we've become very tainted towards these kind of things, haven't we?
Oh, we have, and it's ridiculous because, again, it's part of the left's agenda and their tactics to divide America so they can bring us down and take over. And that's people have to understand, we have to educate people. That's what this is all about. This isn't about pollution or, you know, global warming or social justice or whatever they want to throw out there. It's all about getting control of this country.
David, I'll tell you, last week was at, I don't know, Appreciation Science Day or something, whatever they call it. They even ruined their own Earth Day because they gave it too many names and they didn't really know what it stands for. So somebody I know was marching at one of those things, and I sent her a message on Facebook, and I said, hey, you were there, I know you, why don't you come on the show and explain this to me? You know, the old white guy that is a Republican conservative, I don't get this. I don't know what you guys are marching for to, you know, to support science. I support science. And so anyway, I saw her at an event later on, the day later, because she hadn't responded. She goes, I'm not going on your show with you. I'm not going to go have to answer those questions. And I'm thinking, why? Because you know what it's going to sound like, right?
Well, this is exactly right. And, you know, if people read my book, The Devil at Our Doorstep, which they get at thedevilatourdoorstep.com, you know, I explained in there that the SEIU would get to the point they wouldn't debate me, because I would ask them questions that would put them on the spot, like you just did with that gal, and they didn't have any information or, you know, background or anything they could use to support their claims. And they knew that I would, you know, put them on the spot all the time and show that they were throwing out lies and misinformation to people. And this is what we need to do. This is what the Republican Party needs to do.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and Trump needs to do, is expose these people. And, you know, once you do and you have some backbone in doing it, they'll back down.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I tell my friends that are running for office, don't back down of a form and don't lie and don't twist it. And you just put it back on them. When they come up with things, put it right back on them. Hey, next week we have May Day coming up. Now, I it has two different meanings, because if you're in the air and you're yelling May Day on your airplane, you're in trouble. Right?
Yeah.
You're on your way down.
It's not that kind of May Day.
Okay, good. No, this is the other May Day. This is the Communist Labor Day that everybody gets so excited about, right?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, it was originally called the Industrial or International Workers Day, and which was all put together by socialists and communists, by the way. And if you go on the communist websites, they'll brag about it. But the reason I wanted to talk about it is that especially out in California and Oregon and Washington, they're talking about having some huge demonstrations and things out there. And I think your listeners and people out in that area need to be careful and watch what's going on. In Washington State, they're calling it a day of resistance, and you know, it's being sponsored by a teachers union. In Oregon, another teachers union's doing it, and then, you know, in California, you've got the California Teachers Association. To quote what they're saying is chock full of left wing agitprop. So they're going to be doing.
I want to hear that, but I want to hear it on the other side of the break. So we're going to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Vecini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. A lot coming up after the break. David Vigo stays with me. We'll be right back.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Joe Bettini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Check out the postings up there from some of our writers. And, my favorite part, you can give me some of your money. That's right, give me some of your money. Now, the last couple of weeks, we've been telling you about the, you know, Hannity just got in line with this because, you know, obviously with his millions, he gets hit here and there. It's not a big deal, apparently. But the conservative movement, the conservative commentators in this country have been squelched to the point where some guys close to me have been hit. Their traffic and their revenue has been knocked down by some 70%. So, you know, a lot of us, we make our money when somebody... When you hit the websites, when you go through the websites and that kind of stuff, you click on the ads, and I'm not going to go through the whole thing with you, but that's what draws revenue. You think this because we're on the radio, we're making $1 million a year. That you can count all those guys on less than two hands. So if you got a favorite conservative commentator, if you've got a favorite conservative cause, understand that Google and Facebook are squeezing them out. And I'm not joking. I'm not throwing up the alarm. I'm just telling you what's going on. You decide what you want to do from there. And then you could, but if you decide you want to do the right thing, you can head over to my website. And there's a place you could donate some bucks there. Buy the shirts, buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And that's how you keep us around if you truly like the show. Many of you say you really appreciate the show. That's how you keep us around. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have my next guest on with me, or my current guest on with me. I learned so much from him. David Bigo is the author of Devil at Our Doorstep. Great book on how he fought and won the SEIU and still has a happy group of employees instead of a miserable bunch of people that show up at a building every day. David, always a pleasure.
Well, thanks, Joe. It's always a pleasure to be on. I appreciate it, and I wish you the best out there. I really do, especially with this May Day coming up.
I know. I'm in the cave. That's what I tell everybody in the cave. But you're right about the California Teachers Association, or union, whatever you want to call them. They have a $60 million line of credit. I don't think people really understand. They have a $60 million line of credit. You don't get a $60 million line of credit because you don't have the ability to pay it back. You know, they know where the money's coming from. And I've got friends of mine that are in office whose wives are teachers, and their money was used to try to throw those guys out of office. It's just craziness. But you are as concerned as I am. I think I've told you in the past, we've seen the SEIU purple and the communist red there in these parades and in these marches and these protests. I don't even know. They don't even protest. They call them marches right now because that sounds better, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, and again, it's their way of misinforming people and redirecting things to, you know, brainwash people, and that's what it's all about. And I just wanted you to know, I didn't even know if you knew this, but the California Federation of Teachers is touting a May Day event at 11 a.m. in Los Angeles at MacArthur Park, and organized with the Shut It Down LA Coalition. And they're basically telling the teachers, don't go to work. You need to come here and help us parade and do this event. And, you know, and what's sad about that is kids are supposed to be in school, so they're not going to have teachers there to take care of them. And the teachers are getting paid to go out and do these marches.
Oh, yeah. And we have to go ahead and pay for, what are they, substitute teachers for the day.
Substitute teachers. That's exactly right.
So you've got all kinds of money going out.
Yeah, and so they're using the government and the taxpayers' monies to do their agenda, which is basically to bring down this country. And people need to wake up what these people are all about. They're not about employees and members and this country. They're about their own agenda.
Well, I love a lot of these groups will say that it's all for the kids. It's all for the kids. But when you look at it, and I'm not going to paint with a broad brush and say they are, because there's a lot of good teachers out there that do care about the kids. I've spoken to a lot of good teachers who don't really would get out of the union if they could pull it off, if they could make it happen. So there are some teachers out there that they are for the kids. But when the union keeps saying it's for the kids, and some of the decisions they make, some of the positions they push actually hurt the kids, you just want to look at them and say, how does that help? How does that help the children? You know?
Well, that's exactly right, and that's why we need to keep exposing them and need to be pushing, you know, for right to work across the country so that people, you know, they can decide. If they don't want to be in the union, they can drop out and they don't have to pay dues and move on. And but the unions are really fighting back on this, and it's going to get uglier as this summer goes on, and they're going to be going after Trump big time. Mm-hmm. We're going to see more and more protests against him by the unions, because they're in dire straits. They really are.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. I did an article on how the millennials, they're not happy with Trump. They actually don't like him, but they're very happy with some of his policies and what he wants to do. I'm thinking, proof positive that these guys, they're going on what they hear. They go on what they believe to be true about the guy. Now, they don't care that he's getting this stuff done. They just don't like him.
Yeah, well, they're not used to, you know, dealing with business people and understanding the business climate. And you know, I would guess if they met with Trump and sat down and talked to him, they would like him.
Yeah, I heard totally different in purpose. In person.
Yeah, and but the problem is behind the scenes, the mainstream media is being dictated to by the far left, and so they're out there, you know, throwing out bad stuff about Trump and how bad a guy he is and all that. And unfortunately, the millennials who are younger and, you know, they haven't been alive long enough to really, you know, go through things and understand what's really going on. And they're getting into these kids' brains, and it's sad.
Well, the most trusted person, from what I've read and from what I've seen, the most trusted person in a community, a small community especially, is a high school teacher. And if you think about the leanings of most high school teachers, most teachers in particular, you can see where the problem would be. We have kids that are being told all kinds of things in classes. I've run into it several times in my district and have had to deal with it, you know?
And then when they go on to college, it gets worse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But you know what, David? Parents have to really pay attention to what their kids are learning at school. They have to pay attention to what's going on so they can help combat it. They can help let their child know that, hey, I'm there with you. I'm there to help you. I'll help you make it happen. But most kids are quiet because they you talk about bullying. I mean, they don't want to say anything because they don't want their peers to make fun of them. They don't want teachers to make fun of them. And that's a form of bullying if you ask the left. Isn't it? Have you heard that?
Yeah. You're exactly right. That's who they are, and that's what they do. And I want to say one more thing about Los Angeles. United Teachers of Los Angeles, the president there, has requested that school districts shut down that day to ensure a big turnout at various events. So forget about the kids. We don't care about the kids. Let's shut down so we can go out and, you know, work our agenda and brainwash the people in this country.
Well, and yeah, and so it's anti-Trump Day. You know, that's what it'll turn out to be, because that's what it always turns out to be. So we're gonna pay and lose money, because the district loses money when the kids don't show up. So the districts will lose money. The teachers will still get paid. Think about that. And they think this makes sense. This is going to make a difference and make sense.
And they go on to say that you know, they're partnering with a motley coalition of like-minded groups to rail against Trump. And I just hope that your listeners, you know, really watch what's going on Monday and understand that these people aren't for America. They're for their own agenda.
Well, a lot of them are, and it's too bad, because you've got a lot of great teachers out there that I've spoken with that don't want any part of this stuff. They don't want part of the protest. They really don't even want to deal with the union that much. They said they have to. Here in California, they have to. You can't even opt out anymore. At one point in time, you used to be able to. You can't do that anymore. So it's just nuts. It is so crazy. Now, you talk about a country that was built on, you know, liberty and freedom. Well, not anymore. You know what I'm saying? So, David, we're coming up on it. Tell people where they can find you, where they can find your writings, and how they can get your book.
Well, they can go to thedevilatourdoorstep.com, and they can read my blogs, and they can get a copy of my book at a discount. And, you know, we also send a newsletter out every week, and they can find a way to get to that, too. And because, you know, I went through all this, and I'm doing all this not because I'm anti-union. I'm doing it to protect the American people and American freedoms.
And they would find that out if they get your book. You'll find out exactly why he did what he did. And, you know, frankly, I'll bet you if you talk to a bunch of his employees or a handful of his employees, they tell you how happy they are working there and that they're glad they don't have the union in there. I mean, there's always a bunch of people that are like union no matter what. But you'd find the majority of the people working for him are very happy with the situation they're in. Again, David, thanks for being with me. I do appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me on, and you guys have a great week out there.
All right, thanks. I'm Joe, senior host. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Remember, if you're on Facebook, hang tight. You got to restart at the top of the hour, about 5 minutes past their rules, not mine. And, you know, we've got a lot of crazy stories coming up in the next hour. Seriously, what's her name? Maxine Waters, one of my favorites. We're going to talk about her. And also, the group of wild boars that overran an Islamic State group. ISIS killed three of them. Maybe we should raise wild boars and set them loose over there. I don't know. I'm Joe, senior host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes.